Dude, no, listen. Listen to this. Listen to this thought. My grandparents have traveled more in this pandemic than I have. No,
let me tell you,
sad?
That is tea. No. That is insane.
My grandparents, they've traveled more miles. Like, my grandparents have a house in Florida, and they've driven down there. They stayed in a hotel. God. I can't remember the last time I even saw the inside of a hotel.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
The farthest I've traveled during this pandemic was to Lake Placid with you.
Oh, my God. Yeah. That was 5 hours.
No, that was 6 hours. That was
yeah, 6 hours.
Six. And who drove the entire 6 hours?
Thank you. You. I'm literally, I love me, my chauffeur.
Don't say thank you. You complained to Cameron. About
yeah, because you literally driving. Almost crashed my car 3 times.
Because I was tired after driving for 6 hours.
Yo, want to go on a trip? Let's go.
We be tripping.
Hey, Caroline, do a little dancey dance.
Shake it off.
Hi, everyone. My name is Annika Carlson.
And my name is Caroline Westlake. And welcome to the We Be Trippin' podcast.
Oh, my God. This is the most exciting time in the entire world because you are going to be getting all of your travel advice from two amazing girls and a ton of more guests who have actually been to those countries. Because I'm not going to lie, we've been to a couple, but can I say every single country? Absolutely not.
We can't have experience now, so we're learning from those who've had experience. Does that make sense?
They're fucking ballsy and that's dope.
Oh, no. We're going to have the fucking most badass bitches on this podcast. You want to know why? We are traveling as a girl, and we want to make sure you guys have the safest, most awesomest, the best resources.
Most cheapest.
You have out. The cheapest.
It's not English, but hey, guys, if you know what we're talking about, we just want to be here to provide you a shit ton of resources so you can come out of this and you're going to be like, hey, I'm a boss ass bitch, and I can go to this place and kind of know a little bit about what's going on there of the insider's outlook of the place. So we're going to be giving you amazing insider's tips, tricks. Okay, so now that we've told you, like, the business part of it and sell you on staying here, we hope you made it to this point. But now we are going to be just talking a little bit about ourselves. Caroline.
We're getting a little bit more casual. So, Annika,
how
do we know
Caroline
each other?
Are best friends. Yeah, no, I anticipated the question. I knew it.
Oh, my gosh. That's how close we are. That's how close
you.
We are.
Okay, yeah, so as you can tell, the banter, we're best friends. Do you want to know what else we have in common?
What else do we have in common?
Oh, my God. Both of our broad, this is going to be so cliche, both of our broad experiences, we're not sure. Isn't that part
not
of our narrative?
Same, but not for the same reasons.
Definitely not for the same reasons.
My broad experience was cut short almost 2 years ago now, in July 2019, when I always found myself in Australia, but not in the mentally right place to be halfway across the world.
Yeah.
So I had, so despite having the best time of my life, I came home, and I don't regret it, but I have been itching to travel ever
itching
since.
Itching to go again. Oh my God,
what
in Caroline.
You,
yeah, I was about to say, what about me? Huh? What about me?
Ask yourself the question.
I'm being so dramatic. Okay, so a year ago, I was a junior in college, and I was like, oh my God, let's go abroad. Let's go to Florence, Italy. Like, I love food, I love culture, I love language.
Florence,
I love different
Italy
people.
Makes sense.
Florence, yeah, it made sense. And I was like, oh, shit.
Let's ditch Caroline and go to Florence, Italy.
That's
no, but a story for another time.
It's, yeah, a story for another time. It's fine. But, yeah, I went to Florence, Italy, and I was having the time of my life. And, oh, my God, do you know what happened? Caroline, what do you think happened? I'm just curious.
Annika called me around late February, early March, and was like, hey, I'm being sent home
being
due
deported.
To the coronavirus. And I was like, that
oh,
is crazy.
Shit.
Why would anyone be sent home for a virus? And 10 days later, I was sent home because of a virus.
Yeah. Okay, so yeah, I'm really drawing out
my story.
But me being
sent home, being sent home wasn't nearly as sad as Annika being sent home.
Exactly, precisely. I was in the midst of my experience, and I was like, oh my God, I'm learning Italian, yay. But yeah, as you can tell from this lovely stretched out story, I was deported from Italy due to the pandemic. So that was not enjoyable whatsoever. Yours wasn't enjoyable. So we really, and Carolyn, what did we do after both of our trips were canceled? What did we plan with Sea Dog?
We planned our senior trip that we have been talking about for literally 4 years because we found ourselves in a pandemic with nothing to do but research. But what did we find during that research, Annika?
We found a lot of men being like, I love to travel by myself. And I was like, that ain't me, sis. That ain't me. Mm-hmm. So we found some other really fun blogs, I guess. TikTok's obviously become a platform, but, you know, I didn't really find something like us. And I feel like there's definitely a need for us, Caroline. Do you want to know why? I'll tell you why.
I can't even ask why.
Because during our research, we were like, oh, fuck, this is a lot of work. We need the more appropriate resources. Who not better us than our friends? And then we got this idea for We Be Trippin', and then, like, here we are. And that's great.
So basically, we have been going on little trips with our friends through their experiences. And through these little trips, we have been gathering the best tips and tricks for all your travel needs, whether that be the best bars to go to, the best hikes to go to, how to find the best hostel, how to find a guy without getting, I don't know, taken away to a different country.
Yes.
Who knows what's going to happen here?
Who knows what's going to happen here? How to stay safe. But hey, long story short, that was how our idea came to fruition, and we hope that you listen, because it's going to be fun-ass fucking time. I promise you, you will get something out of this. You will get something out of this. And it'll be a fun time, because we want to know where you want to go. You want to know where we want to go. Stay in contact with us. Caroline, how can they stay in contact with us so we can get all of their lovely feedback?
So right now we are on 3 forms of media. We have our website, which is webetrippinpodcast.com. Without a G. So webetrippinpodcast.com. And then our Instagram and TikTok are the same thing without the .com. So webetrippinpodcast with trippin without a G. And we can't wait to see you guys there. Make sure to follow us on there where we'll be posting, you know, Instagram stories so you with questions where you can let us know what you
just
want
let us
from
the fuck
us.
Know. That would be cool. So Caroline, do we have any shout outs before we, you know, wrap?
Well, if Brandon doesn't edit out anything before, we're apologizing to him. Shout out to Brandon.
Shout out to
our
Brandon.
Sound producer.
Oh, and he's technically, so the way that this relationship works is that he edits all of our sound, but he has his own production company. So let's just quickly plug his production company, Phantom House.
Also, shout out to Brian, our OBS video media producer. You are the best. We appreciate you guys so much.
Also, huge shout out to Ali Westbrook Productions for making this dope ass sizzle. Thank you so much, Queen. We love you.
And I think that is all for now. We'll see
you
guys
all for now.
On our
Stay
next
tuned.
Trip.
This is gonna be fun as fucking time. We'll see you next time.